right, if I can have everyone's attention, we are now joined by today's winners of the Toyota Save Mart 350, owner of the number 99 Chevrolet for Trackhouse Racing, Justin Marks, and crew chief Travis Mack. We are going to go right into questions, but I'm going to ask that we have questions for Justin first as he has to go, and then we will go to questions for Travis. So we're going to start in the back there with Justin, and then we'll go to Bob.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Justin, I guess, you know, Suarez said last year this was his best opportunity. Now he's finally put it in victory lane. So how does that feel for you as a car owner for the first year having both your drivers visit victory lane, but especially Suarez having such the career he's had?
Yeah, it's hard to put it into words. I mean, you know, when Ty Norris and I first started talking about this, when I came to Ty and was like, I've got this idea. I mean, what I said first and foremost is that I believe with this new car is truly going to be about the people. The people are going to make this car go. And the way that they've changed the model of the sport a little bit is that you have to invest in your people and keep them motivated and put talented people in positions and lift them up and empower them. And I just believe that. And I think we're seeing that right now because we've got a great culture at Trackhouse. Daniel checked a lot of boxes for us right away. I mean, he was an experienced Cup driver. When, you know, he's a winner, when he's been in positions to win, he's won with his Xfinity Championship, when his truck wins, and he's had his chip on his shoulder, and he wanted to prove to the world that he belonged in the Cup Series. 2020 was a very difficult year for him. So he checked all those boxes for us, and I really knew that he had a tremendous amount of potential and that he was a winner at this level. And I told him from day one, I said, this is your team. This 99 team is your team. You come to me and tell me, you know, anything and everything that you need. And we're gonna put that behind you. And Travis to my left here is a big part of that. He's been a big believer in this project, and it's just it's really nice to be able to see all of that work over the last couple of years be at a place where everybody's rewarded for it.
We're gonna go to Bob and then Jerry.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Did you say you saw the potential in him? Do you ever feel like he felt that he was never going to meet that potential?
Did I feel like he thought that?
Yes.
Do you
feel like Daniel?
Not for one second ever. I have almost never met a more determined, focused, hardworking race car driver in my 20 years in this sport. Every single morning he wakes up and says, I am going to be the best version of myself that I can be today, and I'm going to do all the work I possibly can do today to win this race this weekend. And it's amazing how, and I think Travis will say the same thing, it's amazing how consistent he is, how that continues, that fire continues to burn so bright, even after stringing numerous tough races in a row together. We had some tough races last year, a tough month last year, and he's just very, very impressive in that regard, Bob.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. First, have you talked to Armando?
I haven't talked to him, but he was on the phone. You can always count on Ty Norris having him on the phone in victory lane, but I missed him. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, so you may not be surprised that this happened, but is there any surprises so far with this team, with Daniel and with Ross and the Trackhouse and the accomplishments that you guys have had so far?
Well, what I tell people is I'm not surprised that we're a winning race team, because I wouldn't have started this project if I didn't think, really, truly believe that the opportunity existed to build a new race team in this sport that could win. It's just happened really quickly. That's been the surprise. It's just is how quickly it's happened. But to me, it kind of makes sense too, because we've got such great people that work so hard, and the promise of this car is being delivered every single weekend. So, you know, we have talks in the race, in the team, and, you know, I have talks with myself that's like, you know, is this a moment in time, or has Trackhouse arrived? And I think that we've arrived because we fundamentally invest in the things that are, I believe, going to be. This are literally Pitbull texting me right now. Congrats, and I can't say that word. I'm taking a couple tequila shots right now. Dale, history in the making. See you soon. Step on the gas and haul ass. So anyway, it's happened. It's happened very, very quickly. But when you have this many people together working, supporting each other, focused, and are talented, then these are the things that can happen.
We'll go to Tom up front, and then Luis over here.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Tell the truth, Justin. Were you nervous on the final laps?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, I have a long way to go before I get comfortable in the ends of these races when we're leading. I mean, my colleagues have been doing this for a long time, but I sort of operate under the assumption that a late caution always comes out, and these races can sort of devolve into total chaos. And I sort of was half expecting that today. But some days it's just your time and it's just your day and everything lined up perfectly. These guys, everybody on the 99 team did an awesome job. They ran a great strategy. Travis ran a great strategy, good pit stops, and Dano just drove a career race.
Was the radio silent
It's actually funny because the 99 radio is typically the opposite of silent, and I think there were five words said the last half hour of that race. It just was 10 to go, and then you didn't hear anything for 8 minutes, and then it was 5 to go, and then there was a bunch of screaming.
Luis down here in the front.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. This one, of course, is huge, not just for Daniel, but also for Mexico. The team has been about unification, diversity. What does this one mean, considering Daniel's been there for day one and bringing something big for especially the amigos down here?
Well, I mean, it's big for all that. I mean, Trackhouse is a race team that anybody and everybody can be a fan of, and we've made investments in the minority community with Pit Bull schools and with our great ComScope Ignite program, with our STEM stuff, and being able to... To me, this is sort of a representation of what America stands for. It's a place that you can come with big dreams and you can work hard to achieve those dreams. And I always say that Daniel is one of one. You know, a Mexican race car driver moving to America, can't speak the language to be a NASCAR Cup Series winner. And that just shows the amazing place that we live. And not only him, but, Jose, our lead engineer from Mexico, and wasn't here today and probably is killing him that he's not here today. But truly an elite talent. And it's really great to be able to write those stories.
And as for Travis, you've had a lot. Oh, I can wait.
Questions for Travis. We'll go back to Bob in the back there. Wrap up with Bob.
Justin, Suarez is 4 points ahead of Cindric and 11 points ahead of Kurt Busch among those with one win. There's 10 races left. There have been 12 winners. Do you feel comfortable he's in the playoffs, or do you feel like it's going to be a scrap?
I haven't really thought about that yet, to be honest. I think – how many races are left, you said? Eight? Ten? I don't know. I saw you ask Denny that question, and I thought about it. Not in our context, but just in general, is this going to be a season? I mean, I don't really feel like it's going to – I mean, anything can happen, but I don't really feel like it's going to be that way. But I don't think we think about that until there's 16 winners and a race or more left.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Thanks, again, everybody. Congratulations. So we'll start with questions for Travis down here with Luis.
Luis Torres, the podium. Luis Torres, the podium finish right over here.
Hey, pal.
Yes, I was mentioning briefly that you've had quite a compelling career. You've been involved with Hendrick and, of course, with JRM. What does this one mean for you, being involved with a guy that has got their first win in the proper division, of course? If I recall, you were in that screw chief at Daytona when he won, and now you have done it so here with Daniel. What does it mean for your journey?
This is huge. I'm just taking it all in today, but I'm really excited for Justin and Daniel, and just really excited for all these team guys that worked so hard. You know, I'm just the lucky guy that gets to sit on top of the box and watch it all happen. And I've just had so much belief in Daniel and his capability of winning a race. And we really believe in each other. You know, you take two guys who's never won a cup race and put us together, and we're both very, very hungry to win races. And this is what you get.
Stay right here on the left.
The last few laps, so many of the races this year have come down to the crash, caution, green, white, checker. Are you sitting there thinking, stay green, stay green? And Daniel's done great this year, but has run into all kinds of hard luck. I mean, are you praying? Are your fingers crossed?
Yeah, you know,
holding your breath?
I was so calm. Felt so confident coming in today. I think I stayed up studying last night till 12:30 West Coast time. So that's 3:30 East Coast time. And, I mean, I just felt so confident coming into today that we could get this done today. And everything that has happened to us this year has led up to this moment. And it's taught us what we need to do, what we don't need to do, and just execute this race the best we could. And that's what we did.
We're going to go to Justin in the back left there.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires. First off, congratulations. Probably the biggest story has been Trackhouse being the surprise of the year. Have you been surprised at this success with both Ross and Suarez running so well and finally getting a win this weekend?
Not really. This was what I do every year. You know, even last year, having the conversations with Justin, and, you know, I think I was number two higher at Trackhouse, and it was very exciting. You know, the first time I met with him, and I was doubting if I should leave the Hendrick family and what I needed to do. You know, I was really comfortable at Junior Sports and happy. And just after I met with Justin, you know, and talked to him on the phone, I was so confident in what he was building. And I told him, I said, you just give us the tools and you do you, and I'm going to build as a great race team. And we're going to go to Daytona and get the pole. That's how confident I was, and I told him that. And I think he believed in that, and we believe in each other. And we went down there, we had a top 10 effort. I wasn't happy because we weren't on the pole, because I told him we would get the pole. But I was confident we would get this win for Daniel, and it's really exciting to get it here in Sonoma.
Travis, we're going to come over here on the right.
Hi, Adam Carabine from RacingRefresh.com. Can you speak to the culture at Trackhouse right now? Obviously, two wins for Ross Chastain, one win now for Daniel. What's it like working there? Why is it working so well?
Just having fun. You know, I've never been in a place that has had so much fun, and we're building fast race cars, and everybody's enjoying work. It's just a great place to be right now. Team chemistry is amazing between the 1 and the 99. It really feels like one team fielding two cars, and we're just confident in each other and our capabilities of winning races and bringing the best cars to the racetrack every week.
Go to Bob Pockers in the back.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. You said you have confidence in Daniel. Why?
Just first time I met with Daniel, you know, I think a lot of crew chiefs in the past is, you know, kind of doubt his capabilities. Just around the garage, you kind of hear, like, you know, he shouldn't be in the ride, this or that. But once I met with him, I could see the drive in his face, in his eyes. And once we started becoming friends and talking to each other, I could see how hard he was working. And he wanted this so bad. And I was the same way, you know, coming up as crew chief. And people doubted me as being a crew chief, not being an engineer, coming up through the mechanic and car chief role. You know, there's not many of us that has done that in the Cup Series. You know, so people doubted me, they doubted him, but they put us together, and I think we're a great team.
We'll go right here in the back right first. Yep.
Brock Beard, LASTCAR.info. In the last part of this race, we saw teams that are at the front of the field, like RFK Racing with Chris Buescher and Michael McDowell up there, teams we don't usually see at the front of the field. Did that make this strategy any more difficult in this, or was it just another car to you guys?
No, you know, I think we played a perfect strategy. I didn't feel like we had the best car coming into today. You know, I think the 5 car was really good. 9 car was really good on long runs. So was the 4. But all we had to do was execute. I knew we had a top 5 car. And if everything worked out perfectly, we made no mistakes on pit road, we executed the race perfectly, we could have a day like we did today.
Come right up here in the front right.
Travis Mack, this is Andrew Kim for SpeedwayMedia.com. First off, congratulations on your first win as a Cup Crew Chief. Of all the victories, you've mentioned a long journey that you've taken from the engineer mechanical side of things to being a car chief and now even becoming a Cup Crew Chief now today. Where would you say that this victory ranks among your other accomplishments?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, I'm not an engineer. So it's just there's not many of us that aren't engineers in the sport today, especially with this car. And you know, I trust my engineers on my team. I have really great engineers, and Jose Blasco and Dustin Zacharias and Troy Davis, and those guys just work so hard, and they make me look really good. You know, I try to do the things. I'm dealing with the driver, the pit crew, the team, just trying to keep our team upbeat, moving in the right direction, organized, really prepared to come into the race weekends. And, you know, coming up through the ranks at Hendrick, being a car chief, and just working so hard for this first win. And this is actually my first win with Jeff Gordon. I believe in 04, Sonoma was my first win on a Cup team. So it's really exciting to get my very first win as a crew chief at Sonoma.
Any final questions for Travis? No? Travis, congratulations.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you.